It's episode 15.
We always sound so unsure. Yes, it is episode 15.
Episode 15 of the Perth Podcast, phase one.
Insert rotten joke here. Or apologise for the last episode's one.
Apologise for the last joke. That's what you need to do. Yes. Right. Just hit the music. No jokes. Press the music. Phase one. We are starting to come out of some sort of lockdown situation.
Just a little bit, though. Don't get carried away. Yeah.
No. But I have gone to see my parents, and my mum came round today. Although she genuinely forgot it was my son's birthday and showed up, and I thought, "Oh, you're here for Sean's birthday?" And he's like, "No." Oh, is it his birthday? I'm like, "Yes, mum, it's his birthday." But to be fair, most of us don't know what month it is. Never mind what day it is.
Yeah, that is very true. Like, I was sitting there suddenly going, "Oh, remember, it's my nephew's birthday next week," and I'll forget. I've already forgotten an important occasion this lockdown.
Monday?
Well, yeah, it was a Tuesday. Not very important. It was a Tuesday.
But no, it's kind of, it was nice to go and see the folks and get out a little bit and not feel like you were a criminal for leaving the house. So yeah, it was good. It was quite enjoyed. Have you been anywhere?
So Friday, my wife took the kids to her dad's, then her mum's, then her grand's, and they all had their social distance meetups because it was the first time, you know, like the grandparents had seen the girls in 10 weeks. And then on Saturday, I took them to my grand's house, and we actually took our own chairs so we could sit in the garden.
She just
had one of her kitchen chairs in the sort of the doorway to her house. So cool. Maintaining the rules, but it was nice. It was great to see her.
Yeah, it was a bit odd, I found. We had a good laugh. While we were there, and that was it, and then I went on my merry way. So sounds like you did the same, did what you needed to do. It was a bit weird not being offered food in that when I was there, to be honest. My mum's normally trying to stuff me silly, but not this time.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I had a lot of sort of eating problems when I was a kid, so by like refusing food, would you believe, if you look at me now, but back then yeah, I would like hardly eat a thing. And I wouldn't say it traumatized my gran, but it put her in a state of mind that if she has food, I will eat it. Yeah, and she won't force feed me, you know. So
is that seafood diet? Yeah, you see food and you eat it.
Pretty much, she sees food and passes it to me.
I'm like that with Jaffa cakes, though. You know, if I see Jaffa cakes, you've got to eat them. It's a lot.
Yeah, you'd be rude not to.
Although, top tip, I bought Tesco's own white packaging Jaffa cakes. They're amazing. They're like 30-odd pence. Incredible.
Tell me you don't go full moon, half moon, total eclipse.
Well, no, it all fits in my mouth in one go.
Oh, that's fine. Good, good.
Why waste time?
Who has the time?
Oh, wait, we all do. Actually, we don't. I'm busy as hell at the moment. Yeah. No, it's all good, though. As I say, things are moving on. Hopefully, there are people flouting the rules a little bit. And hopefully we don't end up back where we were and, you know, another wave doesn't come and ruin our day. But we can only do what we can do.
Well, that's it. And it's been such glorious weather as well.
We've been so lucky.
Yeah, that's helped.
Yeah, although the rain was welcome the other night, I'm not going to lie, it was quite nice to be in the rain. I was actually standing outside going, oh, yeah. The wife was less pleased because she went out with the dog and she came back very, very soaked.
You were suffering a bit with the heat though, weren't you?
Oh, I don't do heat. I'm Scottish. Not meant to be hot.
See, at any opportunity, I was out there like, hello. I do love the sunshine.
Soaking it up.
Aye, exactly.
No, it's not for me. I like good days, but it's just too muggy. I like a nice breeze, you know. Seaside, that's a good place to be in a day like that.
Yeah, that's true, but you're not allowed.
No. But there's nothing, I don't think there's much else to report, really, is there? We've been out, other people have been out. Hopefully you guys listening have all been out and done something somewhere with someone else. Yeah, it's I feel like we're getting somewhere. Still haven't got my office reopened yet. Obviously, phase one doesn't quite allow for that yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Had my COVID haircut. Bzz, there it goes, all gone.
I'm just growing mine out just now. See what happens.
Damn, hippie. Can we say that anymore?
I don't know.
But find out.
Yeah. No plans for it. It's not like I'm planning to grow it. Probably as soon as the hairdresser's open, I'll just go and get it all cool, locked
running,
off.
Flailing arms, help me.
With my flowing locks, you know.
Behind you.
It's just getting curlier and curlier, to be honest. It's not really grown down the way it's grown out the way.
Oh, great. That's what I'm doing, but from the midsection, you know, growing out the way.
Yeah.
Too many cheap Tesco Jaffa cakes.
That's already happened for me.
I'll take you out running. I'll be in the car, but I'll take you out running.
I'll be tied to the back of the car. Stop.
Yeah. You've seen National Lampoon's, yeah?
Maybe.
No? Yeah. Dog tied to the back bumper? No? Okay.
No, sorry.
Don't try that at home, folks.
Please don't.
So what have you been up to? I was not well and skipped something this week. So tell us about what you've been doing.
I had a chat with Jenny and Amy, who work at PCAVS and also run the Positively PCAVS podcast, which I love alliteration, so I love that name. You know, it's great.
Which is part of the Fair City Podcast Network.
It is indeed. Yes.
Shameless plug.
So they've been running for, I think, since April now. I think they're on episode 5 is due out next.
Oh, we don't know our own episodes. Don't try and start guessing someone else's.
I know. It's 4 or 5. I should have done my research. But I had a chat with them and they've been busy. Like a lot of people have been like furloughed or whatever, but these guys have been picking it up during lockdown, during the COVID stuff. So we had a chat about how PCAVS has changed and how their ways of working have changed. They also talked a little bit about the Tampon Taxi, which is a modification of an existing service that they provided. And then finally, we talked about Positively PCAVS, which is the podcast, as you said, part of the FCPN, which they've been running since lockdown started as well. So without further ado, let's go and listen to Jenny and Amy.
Punch it.
So here I am in the virtual studio with Amy and Jenny from Positively PCAVS. You may have heard us talking about the podcast before, but more importantly than that, they actually work for PCAVS, as you might have guessed. So Jenny, Amy, welcome.
Hello. Hello, thank you for having us.
Not a problem. So firstly, just tell us a bit about yourself. So Jenny, you go first. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, goodness. Now, that's always the hardest question. So as you said, I work at PCAVS. I am the team leader of the minority communities up there. So my day to day is managing a small team who work with members of the local minority ethnic community to support access to services, to support engagement and empowerment. So no 2 days are really the same. So it's quite hard to kind of describe an average day, but that's me.
Excellent. And Amy, what about yourself?
Oh, I'm not a big fan of talking about myself, if I'm perfectly honest. But obviously I work at PCAVS as well. My role is marketing and engagement officer, so no 2 day for me is the same either. But a lot of my role is going around different hubs, so I'll speak to the carers one day about maybe mental health and wellbeing the next, minority communities, and just find out what everybody's doing and generally communicate that to the public. So I do a lot of talking about other hubs, which explains why I don't really like talking about myself.
So it's like if you had an office job 9 to 5, which was the same thing every day, you would kind of hate that then, both of you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That'd be weird, actually, yeah.
I mean, how long was the lockdown before we decided that we were starting a podcast? Like, it's not safe to let Amy and I get bored.
Yeah, we were out of the office for about 5 minutes before we did this.
Were we even out of the office? I think I phoned you the day the office was shut. The day the offices were closing, I think I phoned you and said, I said to Paul, can we do a podcast? And he says, we can.
Yeah, I was like packing up my desk. I wasn't even out yet.
Yeah, don't let us get bored. Dangerous things happen.
That's brilliant. And nothing wrong with that, though. You were already thinking ahead to what was coming and what you needed to do next, which is obviously a great skill to have with the fact that, you know, we've just talked about the fact that there's no 2 days that are the same. So you need to be able to think on your feet like that. So no, nothing wrong with that at all. So at this point, we're maybe assuming that the listeners know what PCAVS is. Can one of you maybe elaborate on what PCABS is, just for those who don't?
I'm going to nominate Jenny for this because Jenny has the spiel completely down.
Good work.
Oh no, I always get the minority communities a bit wrong though. Every time. Do you know how many times it took us to record this for the first podcast? What's PCABS? So PCABS is a local charity in Perth and Kinross. We have different premises across the area. We've got three in Perth and two up in Blairgowrie. We have lots of different hubs doing very different types of work, which is why it's sometimes quite hard when people say, what is PCABS, to articulate what we do. We are the third sector interface for Perth and Kinross, which means that we have a role as a conduit and empowerer and supporter of the local third sector at a local level, strategically in partnerships, as well as at a national level. And we're part of a network of TSIs. We have the Minority Communities Hub, which I've already mentioned, where I work. We have the Mental Health and Wellbeing Hub, which supports people who are struggling with their mental wellbeing. So they're the ones who are based at the Walled Garden and Wisecraft. And then we have our Carer Centre, which is the one that a lot of people are familiar with. So they're now based out in Lewis Place in North Muirton. And they work with anyone who is an unpaid carer for a loved one or a family member, and they do loads of brilliant work, from day services for the cared for people to allow some respite for carers, to youth work with young carers. So we're all doing loads of very different work, but all linked by the sense of supporting our local community to be the best that it can be.
Excellent.
How was that, Amy? Did I pass the marketing and engagement test?
I think you did, yeah. You passed it better than the marketing and engagement officer possibly could have. So. You've been there longer than me. I can't keep playing the I'm fairly new card.
I meant to ask you that, Amy. How long have you been at PCABS now? It's not that long.
Did I start in December? So December, January, February, March, April. So about 6 months. So yeah.
I couldn't. That wasn't even words. That was it. I couldn't work it out. I couldn't work out in my head when it was you started, because I thought it was longer ago than that.
Yeah, everybody thinks I've been there for a really long time, and then I'm like, yeah, I started just before Christmas, and they're like, oh, remember last year's like gala ball? And I'm like, no, I wasn't here for it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you something about Muddy Colour Mayhem today. And Laurie was like,
yeah,
no, that was last even summer.
Wasn't even in the country.
So that's kind of almost a comment on your personality. That's, oh, she feels like she's been here forever.
No, not at all.
I'm going to take it as a compliment, say that I fit in so well.
Yeah, they couldn't imagine life without you.
Exactly. If I would think of it like that, it'll never be a bad thing.
So just when you're talking about lockdown there, obviously lockdown's had an impact on a lot of people and how they work. So how has it had an impact on the way you guys are working to still serve, you know, your different communities and the different areas of people that you're looking after or reaching out to? How has that impacted it?
I think it varies per hub, because obviously my role is largely one I can do behind my computer without speaking to many people. A lot of the communication I do is online, emails, or by phone. It is just a benefit to go to the hubs. But obviously, the carer centre, that's changed drastically. So they're just delivering their services via online phone calls, just alternative methods as best they can. Jenny, how have minority communities changed? I feel like you've done the same thing.
Yeah, so we were fortunate in that we already had a helpline for service users, for members of the community to get in touch with us. So we've really ramped up the use of that and the use of helping people over the phone and by email, by WhatsApp, video chat. We're really increasing the use of all those technologies. It has been challenging because a lot of the more vulnerable members of the minority ethnic communities that we are working with are digitally disenfranchised. So they don't have access to smartphones, computers, that kind of thing. Many do, but we're talking about the most vulnerable members of those communities there. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who often need our help. So that's been quite a challenge. And we've seen some really tough situations with migrant workers in particular, where their accommodation in many cases has been linked to their employment. So where their employment has had to stop because of coronavirus, that's presented issues. So working remotely is not easy in those situations, but I have to say the team are doing a really good job of that. I'm trying to think what the other hubs are doing, Amy. The Mental Health and Wellbeing Hub are similarly delivering a lot of sessions, group work, one-to-one work through Zoom. So they have been trying to help their clients to get access to the technology where they need it as well. There's been some issues with that with them too. Amy, who else have we got?
Well, we've got Shop Mobility, and I'm not 100% sure what's happened with them. But we did have a couple members of staff furloughed, like obviously our charity shop can't be open just now because it's public facing. So hopefully with the easing and lockdown in time, we potentially can just reopen that as soon as possible. Shop Mobility originally planned to do some sort of deliveries to home, but we have volunteers in Shop Mobility. We only really have Dave who leads it. So
that's true.
Just yeah, Dave. It's only really him. It's just Dave. He's Shop Mobility.
Yeah, they've been really limited. I think Shop Mobility have been really limited in what they can do.
Yeah, because they provide Shop Mobility scooters, and there's not really much they can do if people can't go to shops.
This succinctly put, Amy.
Yeah, so.
That's sometimes how it needs to be, though. It just needs to be straight to the point. And you're also doing another service for people who might not be able to get to shops or unable to get out, and that's the tampon taxi that you guys have been working on as well.
Yes.
You want to tell us a bit about that?
We are the crazy tampon ladies of Perth. It does seem to be all we talk about. So... the third sector interface, which is also known as the partnership and engagement team that I mentioned earlier on, they've had a role in helping to roll out access to free period products across the local third sector. And they've been doing that in partnership with the council and the NHS for over a year now. So we, along with schools and unis and other third sector organisations, are some of the places where you can access free period products. So when we realised that schools were closing, and also we were going to have to close our physical premises, we were talking about what the solution was to make sure that women and girls who needed it still had access to free period products, and thus the tampon taxi was born. Name pending, trademark, of course.
Yeah, we should trademark that.
We definitely should trademark it. I've realised where it came from when I was looking at something the other day, Amy. It definitely came in my head from the tampon tax, which we do not like.
I like that. Makes sense. I like it even more now.
I realised I was looking at something and I went, that's why that popped into my head. That's not great.
I wonder if anybody else has noticed that, because I've never made that link.
No, me neither.
No, neither had I, and I'm glad that people haven't made that link, because I looked at it and went, that phrase was rattling around in my brain, and I think that's where that came from. But all that to say, in a very roundabout way, that we have an email and text service where we deliver period products to people's doorsteps in Perth and Coonrod. So they send us a text or they send us an email, they tell us what they'd like, and we deliver free period products in a nice little brown paper bag and leave it on their doorstep.
Excellent. And so what is the email address then? Or is that something that if they need, they know it?
No. So the ethos behind the project is all about period dignity. So it's shame-free access for anyone. So it's completely publicly open. You don't have to meet any criteria. You don't have to be in any group. It's open to anyone who feels that they would benefit from it. So the email address is periodproducts at pcavstorg.uk. We're also on Facebook as @pcavstampontaxi, and that's the same, I think, for our username on Twitter.
Perfect. Is that not open to abuse potentially? of, say, someone just can't be bothered going to the shop.
The great thing about Period Dignity is it's about free access for everyone, so there's no such thing as abusing it.
That's fine then. Cool. You know what people are like with freebies.
Yeah, no, that's a question I think we get a lot.
Do you want to talk a wee bit about the box, Amy?
Oh yeah, the box. Yeah, we have our own give and take box, which is located at the bottom of the Creef Road where it meets, is it Dunkell? Just at that corner where Pepe's Chicken
is.
Yeah, round the corner from Asda on that little grassy bit beside the roundabout. And it's just one of those, you know how you get the give and take boxes for food, but it is always full and stocked with tampons, liners, anything that anyone could need. And if they need anything and maybe they aren't aware that we get them delivered, or they're passing by that way anyway, they can just stop at the box and take what they need and close it back up again.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. We do it with North Inch and Muirton Community Council. North Inch and Muirton, yeah. I always get that wrong. It's because it's North Inch and then North Muirton. I want to say North Inch and North Muirton twice.
Yeah, I wouldn't get that right either, to be fair.
It trips the tongue. And I'm going to let Jenny say it.
I had to mention it. So we had Emma from North Inch and Muirton Community Council on last week's episode of Positively PCAVS, was it, Amy?
Yes. Yeah, it was last week's.
When I did the credits for the episode, I had to do that about four times because I kept North Inch and North Muirton and Muirton and North Inch, like, just could not get it in the right. I had to write it down eventually.
See, I do that a lot, to be honest. On one of the other podcasts I do, I actually script my intro just to kind of try and get me into talking.
Yeah. I do that with the resources. Every week I write the resources.
So just talking about the free services you offer, and we were mentioning this earlier, but you got to tell us about Positively PCAVS.
Yes.
Who wants to start?
Amy, do you want to take this one? I feel like I've talked too much.
I know, you have some hands. You said a lot, but you're very, very good at it, is the thing.
Thanks.
What are our key points? What do you want to know? What's your number one burning question about Positively PCAVS?
We heard earlier how it came about. You know, on the way out the door, you decided, Jenny, we need a podcast. But why did you need a podcast? what did you want to get from it?
So we just wanted to have a different method of engaging with the community, because there's obviously, we can use like Facebook and Twitter, but not everybody uses that. And it felt a lot nicer to speak as if we were actually talking to the community. And we wanted to have a spot where we could invite people from the local area or local groups, community groups, other charities. We wanted to invite them on to have a space to talk about what they're doing for the community. And the podcast just felt right. Like me and Jenny listen to podcasts anyway, so it was something that we'd thought about. But we just thought there was space within PCAVS to just shout a little bit more about what all the hubs are doing, because they're always doing so many different things, but they don't, because they're always busy and they're always doing stuff, they don't stop to speak about it in great depth. But there is a massive bank of knowledge within PCAVS and in Perth and Kinross in general, with like all these different charities and groups that they'll be doing stuff all the time, but they don't have that platform to speak about it. And we thought a podcast would be an excellent place to just come on and just chat nonsense for however long they need to and get their word out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there was an element of it as well where so much of the media that was coming out, I mean, still now, but particularly at that point, so much of the media that was coming out was really, really negative. And, you know, in some cases necessarily so, the news itself was very negative and very scary for people. And Amy and I were talking about how can PCAVS fill a gap or fill a role as a really positive voice in that conversation, sometimes a distraction, sometimes talking about the important issues, but the key being that it, hence the name Positively PCAVS, that it would be a wee drop of positivity in amongst all the other stuff kind of shouting at you from the computer at the moment.
Yeah, so when they were turning on their computer, they would get coronavirus before they got the news. It just wasn't a great environment. Whereas if they turned on, they could listen to us talk about our days and how many times we've cleaned our kitchens, then we thought that would bring a smile to their face.
A lot.
Yeah, my house is very clean.
Yeah. I'm happy for you. I talk about Tesco every single week. We've had to edit out this week me talking about going to Tesco, because the last 3 weeks in the intro has been like, what have you been up to? And I'm like, I went to Tesco, because that's literally all we can do.
It's the new
or
pub.
Get refused alcohol in Asda.
Yeah, you follow my Twitter.
Yeah, I must have been working that night as well.
I was trying to buy wine for my neighbour downstairs. I have to just dispel this idea that I'm working hard on my own with my cat. My downstairs, I was putting together a package of, I'd made brownies for my downstairs neighbour, and I was going to put a wee mini bottle of wine in with it. But I did, and Asda, and they refused to sit to sell me the wine. I'm 28 years old.
Yeah.
I got that. I've been 17.
I got that last year, I think it was, or the year before. I went to Tesco, and it was an energy drink. It was like, they're age 16. And the woman was like, I'm sorry, but you look a bit young. Have you got any ID with you? And I was like, so what? It's just like, how old are you? And I says, 32. Yeah. And she's like, really? I felt like saying, yeah, I was in your son's class at school. But yeah, I had to present my ID. She wouldn't take my word for it. But that's their job. They're not allowed to just take your word for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have been carrying your car keys and had that?
Yeah, I had car keys and driving license.
How old do you have to be to drive? 17.
I know.
And Halloween a couple of years ago, I got 25 for a Ghostbusters DVD. It's like a 12. I had my ID, and she was like, sorry, it says I've got to check if you look under 25. I was like, yeah, but do I look 12 though? can we be reasonable here?
Just imagine, I need a manager. Who are you going to call? No, no.
Nice.
Oh dear, oh dear. Sorry. This is what happens to me on lockdown. I just get like shut away from people. So when I'm let loose on people, I'm just like, oh, here's another bad joke. Here's a terrible one. How about this one?
My flatmate started taking videos, because I go into a room when she's listening to music and just start dancing around like an idiot. I've stopped doing it because she started videoing me. She's an introvert and I'm not. So the living situation is fine, but sometimes it's a bit challenging for her, I think. Because I don't have anyone else to annoy and take active pleasure in irritating her. So I go into her room and just start dancing, and she's like, I'll just put it on the internet. That's how we're going to stop you from doing this.
It's funny how you find these ways of dealing with flatmates like that, because when I was at uni, I had a flatmate who insisted on just walking around in his boxers a lot. So I bought a high-powered Nerf gun. He stopped pretty quick after that.
Nice.
that's been absolutely brilliant. It's been a great chat and absolutely fantastic work you guys are doing out there. I see it. I see the updates on Twitter. I've seen you in the Courier. So, great work. I think we've covered everything I want. Is there anything else you guys want to mention? Any shout-outs you want to give?
Oh, Amy, should we do a shout-out for the Carers Week special of the podcast?
You just
did. 100%.
Excellent.
Go for it.
All me? Okay, go.
Yeah, it's on you. Sorry, my inbox has been full of asking me to do video editing for them all day, so my brain's a little bit dead.
Okay, but I got Amy Kelman's clip for the promo, so I can just repeat what she said. Carers Week this year starts on Monday. So we will be doing a very special episode of the podcast. Our Carers Hub are kind of going to take over Positively PCAV. So instead of coming out on the usual Friday, that's going to come out on Tuesday the 9th as part of their program throughout the week of different things that they're doing to celebrate and recognize carers. So keep an eye on the PCAV social media to see some of the great things that will be going on that week.
Definitely. And it's worth giving the PCAVS Carers Hub and the PCAVS Young Carers Hub a follow on Facebook, because they are posting a lot of content throughout lockdown generally. And for that week, they've got a full packed schedule of things that they're going to be doing online, like digitally and via Zoom, if they can, just to engage with our carers.
Yep, it's going to be good.
Perfect. Thanks for that. So, Jenny, Amy, you've been brilliant. It's been a great chat. It's been a quick 25 minutes. So thanks a lot. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Not at all. Thank you very much for having us.
If you want to get in touch with PCAVS, you can find them, as Amy and Jenny have already said, on Facebook. Thanks again for being on, and hopefully we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, that's really good. That was really interesting. Good to hear they're still busy, obviously. And actually, good to hear people adapting to the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're not just taking a sort of like a one approach fits all approach, no. I guess, to all the situations as well. All your different hubs there, as you heard, were working in different ways to accommodate for the different scenarios as well. So yeah, great work from PCAVS. It really was. Really was a good chat, and it lasted a lot longer than we heard there.
It's hard, isn't it, when you have a good interview and
I did cut out the bit where my wife came in to check on the cake that she was baking.
Did you offer cake to everyone? If you bring it to class, you have to share it with everyone.
It wasn't ready.
Oh, man. Like mine today, I took it to the oven and it fell apart in the middle. Oops.
Got it.
But that's good, though. It's great to hear them. And obviously, folks, go and check out that that podcast.
Yeah, especially the one coming out on Monday.
Uh-huh. Another shameless plug. I like it.
Yeah, there we go. So, yeah, they'll be out on Monday. Cool. Next week.
And that's kind of that for this episode, I'm afraid, folks. Nothing more to talk about. Till next time, if you've got anything you want us to say, or, you know, businesses are starting to reopen now, if you've got anything reopening you want us to know about and shout about, please do give us a shout on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. Carrier pigeon.
Email.
We're all good. So as usual, subscribe where you can. We're on iTunes, on Spotify. We are everywhere you could possibly not want us to be. Give us a wee subscribe. Give us a listen. Yeah, check out the links below, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.